Now that it's October, fall migration is changing as fast as the trees. Most kinds of warblers have already passed through North Country, but there can still be bazillions of yellow-rumped and palm warblers. On October 1, 1988, I counted over 30,000 warblers passing along the Lake Superior shoreline at the Lakewood Pumping Station in 5 hours. Most of them were yellow-rumps. The insect-eating birds head south with their food resources. But migration is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. One November morning, I discovered a pine warbler at my suet feeder, so I keep looking just in case any other stragglers appear. If any ruby-throated hummingbirds are still around, they're young birds who got a late start. I'll keep my feeders out until we get some lasting hard freezes. You never know when a late baby ruby-throat will need to fill its tank on its rushed southern journey. Any hummingbirds that turn up at feeders this late are likely to be rarer species, and since I've already had one show up 2 years ago, a rufous hummingbird, I want to be ready if she or any other vagrants come my way. This time of year, when calories are really at a premium, I make my hummingbird solution stronger than in summer, with 1/3 of a cup of sugar to 1 cup of water. Cooler weather slows bacterial growth and fermentation, so it's not necessary to change the water as often, but do make sure you refresh it whenever you notice it becoming the least bit cloudy. The songbirds coming through in the biggest numbers right now are robins, gathering in crabapple and mountain ash trees, and sparrows crowding beneath our feeders to scratch on the ground for seeds. I spread black oil sunflower and white millet for them. It attracts a few pigeons in my neighborhood, but that can't be helped. And when it gets troublesome, I just send the dogs outside for a bit. There are so very many white-throated sparrows that it's easy to overlook the rarer species. But white-crowned, fox, American tree, and Harris's sparrows frequently turn up on the western side of Lake Superior. Harris's sparrows are rarer the farther you get into Wisconsin, but they're still regular in Port Wings, so one would assume they could turn up anywhere. Chickadees are here year-round, but now that their winter flocks have formed, they're more conspicuous at feeders once again. Red-breasted nuthatches are also flocking, and we can have a boom or bust with them. Right now I'm having a boom, and these handsome little birds are in their newest, most attractive plumage, delighting my eyes as well as my spirit whenever they fly in. I've been pulling out handfuls of mealworms every morning, and the new chickadees on the block, young birds that moved in from every direction so they could space themselves and not join flocks with their siblings, are just figuring out the system. I haven't been feeding my chickadees by hand this summer, and none of them seem to be listening for my whistle yet, but it's just a matter of time before they fly in the moment I whistle. Fall continues apace with new pleasures each and every day. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.